So, joining us on the line today is Michael Farr, and Michael is a Tintinologist, and Michael will be coming to Jesmond this weekend on Saturday to address the Friends of St. George's, and everyone's welcome to come along. Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, well, it's a great pleasure. I look forward to coming up to Newcastle. I remember last time I came up, I was able to give a Tintin talk in your marvellous Discovery, I think, museum.
Oh, yes, yes.
A few years ago, and had a great audience there.
Terrific. So, Michael, can I ask Tintin and you, when was the first meeting, as it were?
Well, my first meeting with Tintin was when I was aged four, when it was the very first book I read, and certainly, you know, fell in love with instantly, and I remember it as if it happened yesterday, sitting at, in fact, the table which I'm at the moment was the table where I first read Tintin, and I was totally gripped by those opening pages of The Shooting Star, which was the first Tintin book I read. So that was the first time I came across Tintin, and then quite a few later, after I'd become a reporter and a foreign correspondent myself, I met Hergé, which was, you know, great good
yes.
fortune for anyone who loves Tintin. So I had very lucky to have met, you know, encountered Tintin and met his maker, Hergé.
And was it at that moment when you met his creator, as it were, that I hesitate to call it obsession, Michael, but your fascination with Tintin really took off?
No, I think it took off at four, actually. I think, you know, just meeting Hergé was just, as I said, a, you know, great bonus, and it, of course, a great key to understanding a lot. But I continued for a number of years, you know, beyond meeting Hergé as a foreign correspondent in all sorts of places. Funnily enough, the sort of places where Tintin was centred, like Africa and the Soviet Union, as it was then, which was a sort of curious coincidence. So I did continue as being an active foreign correspondent, but then I did start writing books on various subjects, and then one of my publishers, who knew that I had this link and love of Tintin, you know, asked me if I'd like to become Hergé's biographer, which, you know, then I later did.
Terrific. And obviously, Michael, we're aware of the film, and perhaps we'll talk about that in a moment, but can you explain for our readers and our listeners, what is the reason for Tintin's enduring success over decades?
Well, I think it's above all quality. I think, you know, this is a very, very high quality product. Hergé put so much into it. He researched it so carefully. He drew it so beautifully. The narrative he really worked on is a very strong narrative. And it's a really good product. I think that's one reason. The other reason is that Tintin himself is a rather sort of abstract, anonymous figure with a, you know, very simply drawn, just two dots for eyes, a little button nose and so on. And that's very clever because I think all readers can identify with Tintin very easily because of that and can slip into his shoes. And, you know, boys, girls, young, old, it doesn't matter which country you come from, you don't have to be a Belgian like Tintin. I mean, he's huge in India. Anyone can identify with Tintin. But around Tintin, you have a cast. The other characters, like Captain Haddock, Professor Calculus, and so on, who are all quite different. They're very carefully drawn. Every wrinkle in Haddock's face, you know, you can see. And they're terribly realistic. So in other words, you have this abstract figure, Tintin, in a very realistic setting. And I think this engages the reader and actually takes the reader into the stories in a way which, you know, few other books can do because of this curious, you know, yeah. but rather successful formula.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with the film that is on all our billboards and buses, and I'm sure many of our listeners will be going to see it this weekend.
Well, my involvement with the film is that Spielberg, like so many other people, sort of came to fall in love with Tintin, and I think when he wanted to know more about Tintin, he bought my books, the big book I did on Tintin, which has just come out in a new edition, and my biography of Hergé and so on. And I must say, I was flabbergasted at the amount number of books he bought, because he bought books not just for himself, but for the whole of the production team, all the actors and everything. So they all were sort of force-fed books I'd written. So that is my involvement. The background, as it were, I provided them with explaining them, you know, how these adventures came, the original adventures, the books came about, what the ingredients were, what inspired Hergé. Because Spielberg felt it was important for everyone to know, you know, when they were doing their new interpretation, which is quite free, and it has to be, I think, for the cinema. But, I mean, before he was free, he wanted to know exactly